Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio again, lifting up the name of Jesus. And we're coming out of Psalms 150, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. A lot of people fail to praise the Lord. And we need to show forth the praises of the Lord. He's called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, and that's enough to praise him for right there. And we just want to say thank you to everybody that's tuned in to listen tonight, and we just want everybody to push the share button and the like button for us, and we'll appreciate that because it'll get the gospel out farther to everybody else. And we're just wanting everybody to just join in with us and praise the Lord with us. And if you know of somebody that ain't a Christian, just let them tune into it. Give them the information and let them tune into it and listen. And we just want to thank all the new listeners and all the ones that's been listening. We thank every one of you. And there's just a lot of people confessing to be Christians, but, you know, their heart's far from it. They're not praising the Lord. They're just sitting there not doing nothing. But we need to show forth the praises of the Lord. And we're going to have Tim come around and sing. And then we're going to get our pastor, Brother Don Harris, to come preach. Bear with him just a minute.
Praise God.
Thank you.
When I look around and see the good things he does for me, I go, I'm worthy of him all. But his blessing, he freely gives, I know. My life to him, I've got so much to thank him for. And I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for. Well, you see, he's been so good to me. And when I think of what he's done and where, he has brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for. And sometimes, while on this way I kneel, I stop and say thank you for all you've done for me. And one day I'll reach sweet heaven shore, oh please, just let me kneel once more, I've got so much to thank. And I've got so much for so much. We praise him for raising. He's been so good to me. And then I'll think of what he's done. He has brought me from all the so much. He thanks him for. And then I'll think of what he's done and where. He has brought me from all the so much. He thanks him for, thank him for
thank you. Okay, let me do another one here. Well, I guess I'll do praise God at 7:11 again.
Yes, hallelujah.
Okay, here we go.
Rivers are going out, flooding my soul. I know my sin and pain. I've been forgiven of my sin and I've been born again. Praise God, it's good, old I say. Praise God, what a wonderful peace I have found. It's settled, I know that my name's written down. I'm paid, I'm free, I'm no longer afraid. Praise God, it's good, old I say. The burden of fear that I've carried so long, it's on Christ rose from the grave. And you can make me doubt what I'm going to shout. Praise God, it's settled, I'm saved. Praise God, what a wonderful peace I have found. It's settled, I know that my name's written down. I'm no longer afraid. Praise God, it's been all I say. Yeah, praise God, what a wonderful peace I have found. It's settled, I know that my name's written down. I'm saved, I'm free. I'm no longer afraid. Praise God, it's been all I say.
At this time, we're going to turn it over to our pastor, Don Harris, and here he is.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone out there. Tonight, we thank God for his love, his mercy, his goodness at another time that we can come and share with you the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ and just giving him praise and glory. For what he's done for us, as the subject was tonight, and Sister Betty read there, and praise God, and everything David said has got breath, or to praise ye the Lord.
Yes.
Praise God, and so we know that we need to praise him, and why? Because we know that our name is written down in the Lamb Book of Life, and praise God that we've got life and we've got it more abundantly. Hallelujah. And that gives us a right to praise and magnify the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Praise God for all the things that he's done for us. Praise yes. God how that he's looked down with his love and his mercy
yes.
and bestowed upon us. Praise God. I pray that you really did enjoy the broadcast there on last night, and the ones that picked it up out of Cleveland, where we had her in her church, and the preaching, Brother Ron Dunn, our helper, praise God, and the pastor there in Cleveland, and the Word of God, and the fellowship that we had. And I'll tell you, the blessings of the Lord was great, and
amen.
Praise God, and I know that you're blessed out there tonight. Praise God, it's tuned in, and we do want to say we appreciate everyone that's listening, and all of our prayer warriors, and everybody that's doing something to uplift the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord, and I tell you, we may never meet down here and in this walk of life, but praise God, we'll meet together one day after a while in the portals of glory there to be with Jesus forever and forevermore. Praise God. And I'll tell you, whatever we go through with in this walk of life or whatever we suffer, praise God, it'll be worth it all.
Amen.
To hear him say, well done. One of the writers said, I reckon the suffering this present time is not even worthy to be compared to the glory that's going to be revealed. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Friend, I'll tell you, it'll be worth every battle that you fought, every force that you come against.
Amen.
Praise God, when you hear Jesus say, come on home, you've been faithful over a few things. He said, I'll make you ruler over many. And through him, through Christ Jesus, Paul said, strengthens you and I while we more than an overcomer.
Yes.
And we more than a conqueror. Praise God. But I want to share with you tonight a little while the blessed word of God. And praise God, try, you know, to uplift the name of Jesus for what he done for you and me on Calvary. Praise God. And if I have a thought, the doctrine of Jesus Christ that Paul come and wrote to us, but these men, the Bible said in Peter, here, 2 Peter and chapter 1, 2 Peter and verse 21, for this prophecy came not, praise God, in old times by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they was moved by the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Praise God, these men of God, holy men of God, called out, praise God, to do a work and to, praise God, preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And Paul said in one place, he said, I didn't come to you with enticing words of man's wisdom. But he said, I come in the demonstration of the Spirit and of the power of God.
Thank you.
Praise God, to let you know then that your faith wouldn't stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God.
Amen.
I'll tell you, praise God, they preached the word of God with miracles and signs and wonders,
yes,
following after the believers. And the Lord was adding to the church daily as such as should be saved. Hallelujah. Letting us know, praise God, what a powerful and a mighty God that we're serving.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Come in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit and of the anointing of God, that our faith will not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power and the anointing of the Lord. Hallelujah. In the power. And we thank God for the word of God tonight and what the Lord done for you and for me. And he made a way that we could have life and have it more abundantly.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And if we'll look to Jesus for everything, I'll tell you, he's our life. He's our strength.
Yes, he is.
He's our joy.
Yes.
He's our peace.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And without him. Now, John said here, we'll look for just a little while. Praise God. And we call it little John in the epistles. I find it right quick, right? Praise God. It's 1 John and then 2 John and 3 John, but I'll be in 2 John. This one chapter here in 2 John, and we want to read a few verses and go by the Lord of being our helper and our strength. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he said here in little John, second little John in verse 9, he said, whosoever transgress and abide not in the doctrine of Christ has not God. But listen, he that abides in the doctrine of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. And if there comes any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. Hallelujah. He said, having many things to write unto you, I would not write with pen and ink, but I trust to come unto you shortly. Praise God, and speak face to face, that our joy may be full.
Yes.
Praise God. And he began to tell us here, Paul did, or John did, as he began to preach. If they come to you, praise God, and preach any other besides Jesus Christ and him crucified, just let them be accursed.
Yes.
Whosoever transgresses and abide not in the doctrine of Christ, he has not God. Hallelujah. But the Bible said, he that has the Son, you have the Father also. Hallelujah. I'm glad tonight to know who Jesus is. He's the one that come and a friend and died for me, and he died for you, that you could have life and have him more abundantly. Well, I tell you, it don't matter. I know people makes difference in people, and people has got respect the person, but it's sin, it ain't wrong.
Yeah.
But I'll say to you tonight, the Lord ain't no respect of person. Hallelujah. But he's the same God. And the word of God said he's rich unto all that call upon his name.
Thank you,
Jesus. I'm telling you, friend, there's no greater love than the love of God that a man would lay down his life for his friend. I don't care what color your skin is.
Amen.
Or what nationality of people you are. Jesus Christ died for you.
Yes.
And for me.
Thank you.
We could live and that we could have life.
Yes.
Beyond this life. Praise God. And this is a place that we've got to get ready and prepare ourselves, because the word of God said the grace of God that brought salvation, it appeared unto all men, and it's teaching us, denying ungodly and worldly lust, that we've got to live righteous and godly in this present world.
Amen.
Jesus come to die for one and for all.
Yes.
Because the love that he had, praise God, all the word of God said, when he come, he was born king of the Jews.
Thank you.
Came to his own, and his own received him not. They said, away with him. and he turned to a people, hallelujah, that was not a people, and grafted them in to the true and living vine. And brother, let me tell you, it said he's able to graft you in again,
yes,
if you abide and not in unbelief. And I'll have to say, when he went to the cross of Calvary and he died on the cross, praise God, I've said it before, but I've got to say it again, the cry and the call went out to whosoever will.
Amen.
Let him come and take the water of life,
yes,
freely. Whosoever stretch grace and abide not in the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Brother, I'll tell you, praise God, it ain't man's doctrine.
Amen.
It's God's doctrine. It's God's word. When they lived out here, as I read to you, praise God, the apostles had been in that upper room, the disciples, and they've been filled with the Holy Ghost, inspired by the Holy Ghost, and they were moved upon, and they began to speak the word of God, and they began to write it down, hallelujah, and they was preaching and presenting,
yeah,
how the power of God had telling this world that Jesus died,
yeah,
on the cross. Praise God. But brothers, I love what this is saying. But he ain't no longer dead, but he's alive, hallelujah, and he's alive forevermore. And you know what? Because Jesus lives, you and I, friends, can live also.
Amen.
Let me say tonight, out there, wrapped up in sin, wrapped up in the hand and the clutches of the devil, and he's got a hold on you, and he's pulling you down. Praise God. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. There's a way made. Praise God.
Thank
for
God.
You and for me, that we can live. I'm telling you, friend, you don't have to die tonight. That awful death in the lake of fire.
Amen.
Or die that second death because of the love and the mercy of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, hallelujah. And he come, and he went to Calvary. And you know, Christmas coming around, and a lot of people want to keep it in a little manger in Bethlehem of Judea. But friend, he ain't in that manger tonight. Hallelujah. He's grown up. Praise God. He ain't a baby no more.
Amen.
Wrapped in squalid clothes. Praise God. But he's a king of kings.
Yes.
And he's a Lord of lords.
Amen.
Praise God. He's a savior of mankind. Praise God. And he come. And he died on the cross. But on that third day, he rose.
Yes.
Praise God. And he appeared to me. Hallelujah. And he said, I'm alive,
yeah,
and I'm alive forevermore. And
right,
sinner man, woman, boy, or girl, because he lives, you can live also.
Amen.
If you strung out on dope, praise God, you don't have to be.
Amen.
The devil wants to deliver you. He wants to set you free. Brother, I'll tell you, my Lord, when the Lord, when you go to that old-fashioned altar, draw down out of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And that's the way you got to come. Because no man can come to him except the Spirit that draws him. But when the Spirit of God begins to tug at your heart, hallelujah, and you fall in an altar somewhere or down on your knees, wherever you at, and you begin to call on King Jesus. Praise God. He'll come into your heart.
Yeah.
He'll forgive your sins. He'll write your name down. And the Lamb of the Life. Hallelujah. He'll get up from her. A new man.
Yeah.
A new woman.
Amen.
A new woman. in you, and you begin to live, and you begin to testify and tell other people what the Lord has done for you. Brother, I'll tell you, my, he's done, Jesus did, what nobody could do. You can go to doctors, the very best of them, and they may help you a little bit. But praise God, they can't go into you, into your heart, and take that old stony heart, that old hard heart, that sinful heart out of you, woo, and put in you a heart of flesh, a new heart, and a new spirit, and a new mind. Brother, he'll wash you. He'll redeem you by the blood, by grace are we saved, through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is a gift of God that he gave his life for you and me. It was transgressed and by not in the doctrine of Jesus Christ. My brother, we have loved God, but if we abide in him, if we walk in him, he'll be with us day to day. He'll build us up. He'll strengthen us. And we can come more like Christ every day. Hallelujah. Oh, brother, it ain't you, or it ain't me. Paul said, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory, the life that I now live. I live according to the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Brother, he'll change you. He'll rearrange your life. And friend, you won't want to do other things that you used to do. You don't want to go back out there in the world. Sure, you can live it up. I could go out there. I could party. I could drink. I could run on women. And I could do all this stuff. But tomorrow, friend, I may die. Poor the gone. I'll tell you, I've got to stay with Jesus.
Yes.
You've got to stay with
yes.
Jesus. Oh, friend, I listen to him. Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? Jesus said, I'm the way. He's the way to what? He's the way into everlasting life.
Yes.
Where you can live in the presence of God and meet loved ones that's outstripped you and gone on. You can go there. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place, he said, I'll come again and I'll receive you. And I'm going to say that where I am, there you may be also.
Yes.
I can't figure
how
the devil, and I will say, if you ain't got a desire or you ain't got a hunger to go to heaven, the devil's got your eyes blinded.
Amen.
Word of God said, if this gospel, the doctrine, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, if this doctrine be hid, this gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. Devil's trying to keep you blinded. Okay, he done lost his home in heaven. He done been whooped. He done been thrown out of heaven. And praise God, he's in hell tonight. But friend, you don't have to let him take you there. Hallelujah. Well, I can't tell it enough, and I can't get in the depths of it. purpose of it. I know how to tell you and to get you to get it in your mind and in your spirit what love Jesus had.
Amen.
When he said, I looked everywhere in heaven and in earth, under the earth. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, I'm filled it tonight. And when none are worthy, I'll open the books and loose the seals. And John will. Over the elder said, John, I don't weep. Even one found worthy. And he said, I look among the elders and the throne. And I see a lamb. Brother, I lamb. Praise God. I've come and died. I'll praise God for me and for you. Sinner man. I said it a week or so ago. A guy told me one time, I'm just not worthy. The call, I'm so deep in sin, I'm not worthy to call on the name of Jesus. Praise God. He said, I've done so many things, I won't even call on his name. I said, listen, hallelujah, we was all in sin, wrapped up from our mother's womb. We was conceived, and we come into this world. But Jesus paid the sin debt at Calvary. That you could be born again. Ever how deep you are in sin. Ever how tight the devil got you wrapped up. I'm telling you, Jesus went to that tomb where old Lazarus was at. And Lazarus was dead. And Jesus Christ, praise God, you're dead out there. Without Jesus, you're dead in sin.
Amen.
You're dead in trespasses. Praise God. But Jesus went where Lazarus was. Praise God and cried in a loud voice and said, Lazarus, come forth. And praise God, he came forth. But let me tell you, he was bound in grave clothing. What did Jesus say? Brother, the devil got you bound. He got a lot of people, sister, bound up, locked down, in chains. My Lord, just like a little boy in the Bible, he had a spirit in it, and the spirit would cast this young man into the fire, trying to burn him up. I'm talking about the devil trying to burn him up. And praise God. And the devil would cast him into the fire, trying to get rid of him. Let me tell you, lost man, woman, boy, girl, devil's trying his best. If it wasn't for Jesus having his hand on you, you'd already be gone. You'd already be in hell. But the Lord has got his hand on you. And the Bible said, that spirit, it cast him into the water and into the fire. And the dead brought him to Jesus. And Jesus broke them spirits. He broke them chains of darkness. Oh, I feel right now he's wanting to break some chains. Oh, somebody, devil got you wrapped up. He got you tied down. And you say, I can't get loose. But hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Jesus paid the price.
Yeah.
Praise God over a thousand years ago. And said, now, you can go free. Praise God. Brother, I'll tell you, the apostles left town preaching. The people are preaching a lot of different things. But they ain't but one doctrine. Ain't but one name. We'll set you free. And we'll deliver you from the fire of the enemy. And that's a doctrine of the Lord Jesus. And then the Bible say we build it upon the foundation of the prophets and all the apostles. They prophesied way back, coming down through Moses and on down to that. Praise God. Oh, there's a man coming after me who's mightier than I am. When it said, who's you righteous? I'm not worthy. I just stooped down. Old John did. When John was preaching it in the wilderness of Judea, they'd go out to him and they'd ask John, are you Christ? And he'd answer him, no, I'm not the Christ. I'm not him. They said, who are you then? And why are you baptizing? John said, I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness, making straight by the way of the Lord. Praise God. They said, why are you doing all this? John said, I'm just a forerunner. Praise God, I'm laying down the path. And he said, there's a man coming after me who's mightier than I am, whose shoes I'm not worthy to unloose, that he's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Who's fanning in it? Church, I'm telling you, lost man, woman, boy, girl, Jesus is able to loose you. Praise God, Paul and them. I was going to preach,
yeah.
And they preached every word of the doctrine of Jesus. And a woman followed after him many days, bringing her master much gain, but soothsaying, lying and telling all kind of stuff. Praise God. And Paul just led it along for a long time. And well, he got tired of it. And he turned to the woman and commanded that spirit and said, come out of her.
Amen.
And it came out that same hour. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there's power in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hey, deliverance.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Thanks God for you out there tonight in the name of the above every name. Hallelujah. Do you know him? Have you accepted him as your Lord and your Savior? Have you been born of the water and of the Spirit? A lot of people says, I'm a child of the King. But I'm bound with alcohol. I'm bound with drugs. But let me tell you, when Jesus come into your heart, he broke every chain. He broke
everything.
He didn't do a halfway job on you. He didn't halfway deliver you. He completely delivered you. Then the Lord say, brother, and the Son has set free. He's free. He's free indeed. Hallelujah. And the Bible said that God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Man,
yes.
Let me tell you, praise God, these apostles, they preached the doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ, breaking every power, every spirit. Praise God, casting out devils. Oh, brother, let me say, Jesus said, I've got all power in heaven and in earth. And he said, if they come to you and bring any other doctrine or any other gospel besides this one, you count him a curse. Hallelujah. Because I read back in the book of Acts where it said, there's no other name under heaven give whereby that you can be saved. But it's true. There ain't no four or five different ways to get saved.
Amen.
Ain't no two or three ways how to get saved. But praise God, through the mighty name.
Yes.
No other name under heaven give. And I'm glad, hallelujah, tonight he's standing there and the Spirit is crying out across this land. Praise God. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Are you troubled tonight? Are you tormented with spirit? Cast all your cares upon Jesus. Because he cares for you. Can I say it again? He loves you tonight. Not willing that none would perish, but all would come to repentance and take up the cross and follow him in the beauty of wholeness. Well, I'll tell you, praise God, he'll turn your life completely around.
He will.
He'll deliver you, and he'll set you free.
Amen.
And praise God, the Spirit will separate you from the lost. Bible says, don't have no fellowship with the unfruitful workers. You can't go along with sinners. You can't go along with God and be partaker of other man's sins. You got to separate yourself. Praise God. You got to follow Jesus. You got to follow the wholeness and the righteousness of God. And me and you have got to set patterns and examples. Brother, I'll tell you, there's a lot of people that say they're Christians, and their light is darker, praise God, than the lost people is. Praise God, because, brother, the Word of God said, it's better to never know the way and to know it and turn away from it.
Yeah.
Better you have never been born. Praise God. But when Jesus left here, he said, I'm the light of the world. But when he left, he said, now ye are. Who's the light tonight? The ones that's been saved. The ones that's been born again. Let me know along that. The one that goes to church and get up and testify. I'm saved. I'm a Christian. And they testify about the goodness and the love of Jesus. They get up and sing. Oh, how I love Jesus. And their preachers gets up and preach. Praise God. You got to live. You got to be born again. But praise God. In works, they deny the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because their lights, praise God, is gone out. And darkness is filled out. Sin, brother, I'm talking about, will put your light out. But he said, let your light so shine before men, they see your good works and glorify thy Father, which is in heaven. How you let your light shine?
Amen.
Are you an example for your kids and your people? Are you a pattern? Praise God. Walk in the light. It's he is in the light. And you'll have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, will cleanse you from all sin and all corruption. All this time, my God, we get down into the Word of God and begin to abide in it. Praise God, and not only walking in it also, being an example and a pattern to tell other people, hallelujah, I've got better stuff than I used to have. I found out, brothers and sisters, this is the best life that I've ever lived.
Praise the Lord.
To know Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin. And to know if we'll walk pure and holy, hallelujah, before the Lord. There's a home. There's a mansion awaiting on us on the other side. John wrote. Somebody said, I'd like to tire that out. Praise God. Well, you tired out of what John said if you want to, but you can't tire it out of heaven.
Amen.
Praise God. He said, they that commit a sin is all the devil.
Amen.
And the devil sinned from the beginning.
Yes.
Praise God. I'm telling you, friends, praise God, Jesus is coming back after a church that he paid for at Calvary. One he's purchased with his own blood.
Amen.
One without, the Bible said, hallelujah, I didn't have nothing to do with it. praise God. But the Word of God said he's got to have a church without a spot,
come on,
without a wrinkle, without a blemish.
Amen.
Well, what kind of church? How can you get rid of all that? Get it under the blood.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Get it under the blood. Praise God, whosoever stretch bread and abide not in the doctrine. People abide in everything.
Come on.
But in the doctrine of Jesus Christ. And I got to say it one more time. You know it as well as I do. I said a few weeks ago, your eyes has looked on it. Your ears has shared it. Your hands has handled it. Why don't you know the truth? Why don't you know God's blessed word? We know it. Hallelujah. And brother, it's required of you and me to live by it and follow him. Praise God.
Amen.
But Jesus told them when they said, Lord, we don't know which way you're going. Where are you going, Lord? He said, I'm the way and the truth. He loves you, friends.
Yes.
He loves you. And you think that he would have died that cruel death, that he died, praise God, to let me and you live here in sin and let us make heaven our home? No. He come to take away
yes.
our sins.
Amen.
Praise God and record our name in heaven and give us power and victory over all the forces of the devil.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Then give us, I got to say it again, then give us a spirit of fear.
Amen.
But of power. Ain't we got power?
Yes.
In the name of Jesus?
Yes.
Hallelujah. The power of God has been ordained from the foundation of the world. He said, I'll give you power to overcome
yes.
that wicked one. I give you power. Hallelujah. And you can look at it. All of them, and I think I may have said something about that, was getting sticks one night, mm-hmm. going to build a fire up. And a deadly viper come out of the fire, hung on his hand, and he shook it off in the fire and felt no harm. Brother, God didn't give us a spirit of fear,
amen.
But of power and love. And he said, you've got to love me with all your heart,
yes.
with all your soul.
Yes.
I preached it, and I know people don't believe it. Hallelujah, but it was wrote down very plainly. Hallelujah. What little John said. When he said, love not the world, neither the things in the world. Because of the love of the world.
Come on.
And he could have called everybody by name. And said, if the love of the world is in you, or in me, the love of the Father ain't in me. Wasn't that what he said?
Amen.
So, we in the world, but we love not the things of the world.
Amen.
Because we've been separated.
Yes.
We've been chosen. We've been ordained.
God.
We've come out of her.
Yes.
We've separated ourselves.
Thank you, Lord.
And I know call's going to be made one day when he's going to step out on the clouds of glory. And it ain't going to be long, friends, to the coming. Open your eyes.
Yes.
Lift up your eyes and look on the fields. They're white.
Yes.
They're all ready to harvest. But the laborers mm-hmm. are few.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to ask you, do you know who Jesus is?
Thank you, Jesus.
Have you been born again? Praise he said, God. Some says it's 4 months in the harvest. But he said, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields. For they're white, and they are ready to harvest. But the laborers their pew. Hallelujah. Where are you tonight? Praise God. Paul come back in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1. He said, this know also. He wants everybody to know. This know also that in the last days, surely children, we're in the evening time of the last days.
Amen.
Praise God. Perilous times shall come. Do you believe we're in the last days?
Amen.
You believe that perilous times is upon us?
Yes.
For men shall be lovers of their own self. Did you ever see ours? When men is lovers of their own self.
Come on.
I ain't going to read it all. But they're loving their own self.
Mm-hmm.
And lovers of their self more than lovers of God.
Amen.
Jesus said, friends, if you love me, people holler, no, I love Jesus. They're right back and sang that song. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. We say how we love him.
Come on.
But he said our hearts is far away.
Come on.
He knows he wants us to love him, yes. But he wants us to keep his word.
Yes.
Abide in it. Walk in it. Do what he says.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not get off in an angry state.
Thank you.
And curse and lie.
Come on.
Cheat. Have all kind of filthy communication.
Come on.
That proceeds out of our mouth. Brother, Bible said, from the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaketh. Having a form of godliness, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, Lordy, Lord, have mercy, honest Jesus, unthankful, unholy.
Mm-hmm.
People, praise God. It's got everything to praise the Lord for. Everything to thank Jesus.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, can I ever thank him enough for going to Calvary for me?
Yeah, thank you.
Can I ever praise him enough? Glory to God, because he paid my sin debt.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
And your sin debt.
Yeah.
Now, I do not have to die.
Thank you, Jesus.
So Jesus paid for me.
Yes.
Bought me. The Bible said he bought me.
Yes.
With a price.
Amen.
And I'm not my own no more.
Amen.
But I belong to Jesus.
Yes.
And then the book say, the word of God says, we are servant to whom we obey.
Right.
Well, when I'm feeling good, I obey the Lord. Everything's going good.
Come on.
I obey him. But when things begin to go hard and rough, I get a little mad and angry.
Come on.
Then I get out of the will of the Lord. That ain't God.
Amen.
That ain't God.
No.
He said, don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. Church, we need to praise him in the good times.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, he'll be there in the bad times.
Yes,
he will. Didn't he say, I'll not leave you?
Mm-hmm.
And I love that picture of the footprints, sis, in the sand. And if you get beat down and you can't walk no longer, and don't think they're still anchored in him,
come Come on.
I believe he'll pick you up and carry you.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
You almost make it into heaven, and your body ain't no longer can carry you no further, but you got your faith anchored in him.
Amen.
I believe he'll carry you on into the portals of glory.
Yes, he will.
I'm thankful that we thank him as much as he needs to be thanked.
Come on.
Are we unholy?
Thank you, Jesus.
Are we unrighteous?
Come on.
Are we filthy?
Yes, come on.
Hallelujah. God's looking for a people that will deny their self.
Yes.
Take up the cross and follow him.
Yes.
Lovers of God. More than lovers of man. That's where we're at. Heaven of four. Church world today. Brother, it's got a form. That's all it is, sir. Form of godliness in a lot of them.
Yes.
No spirit to draw lost people.
Come on.
To the Lord. Because the church is spiritually dead.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They got their liquor in the basement.
Come on.
Hallelujah. And they have a little drink here and a little drink there. Praise God.
Amen.
Brother, they got a form of godliness, but they deny the word of God.
Yes.
They deny the power of God. They deny the Holy Ghost of God.
Yes. Amen.
And won't welcome Jesus in.
Amen.
We've got to have him living in our hearts.
Yes.
How can we walk without him? As many as are led by the Spirit of the God or the sons of God.
Amen.
He loves you. I see my time about come and gone. But I tell you the truth because I love you. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't care. It breaks my heart. I hear of somebody dying. First thing I think, oh Lord, reckon they was ready to meet Jesus. And I look back and I think back on their life. And nobody had no record. Will they ever come to Jesus? And it breaks my heart. Children, you don't have to burn in hell forever.
Amen.
I couldn't have paid that sin debt.
Amen.
But Jesus did.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
He carried the cross under that beating as far as he could go with it. But he had you on his mind.
Yes, he did.
And I'm telling you, except you repent and be born again,
amen,
you will all likewise perish.
Amen.
But let me say, for come to close, he loves you.
Yes, he does.
If he hadn't loved me, he'd have thrown me away. I wasn't no good. But he loved me.
Amen.
He kept drawing and tugging at my heart.
Yes.
Till I couldn't find no peace or rest. Till I come and give my heart and life to him. Come to him, lost man.
Yes.
Woman, boy, girl. Drugs may be running you crazy. You may, the devil may have you pulled as low as you get. And you may be wanting to die. Don't die. Don't die without Jesus. Don't die till you call. Lord, forgive me. Lord, save me. Come into my heart.
Yes.
I believe you died. I believe you rose again.
Amen.
I believe you're alive.
Thank you, Lord.
You're alive forevermore. Forgive me of my sins.
Thank you, Lord.
And the Word of God said he's faithful and he's just
to forgive
you.
Yes. Amen.
Somebody, Lord's talking to.
Yes.
But if they come to you, anybody,
I don't care
this worldwide all over, anybody come to you and stretch Chris, and abide not in the doctrine of Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bring you anything else. Say there's another God. There's another way. Let him be a liar, because that's what he is. One way, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. We all baptized into one body. That is Jesus Christ. He come to seek and to save that which is lost. No other name under heaven give. No other man was counted worthy. They'd already looked everywhere. But God said, I'll go. Born in Bethlehem. Come to die. And somebody said, why did he come to die? Lay your hands on yourself and said,
yes,
for me.
Amen.
If you're lost, say, died for me. Died for you.
Thank
praise
you.
God. We're going to turn it back over. Tim, you were saying others. Brother Tim, I'm going to sing another song.
Thank you.
You pray. Don't turn the Lord away. Don't reject
Amen.
God. He's calling you. May the Lord bless you. May God move for you. And I want to say I love you out there, all you listeners. Hallelujah. Read the Bible. See what it says.
Yes.
Brother Tim, come to get ready to sing. You just read it out to the Lord. Jesus is right there calling.
Oh, to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give.
Yes.
I will ever love and trust him in his presence.
Oh, he
freely live. I surrender all. My blessed Savior,
Now, he said praise him with dance. And yet, when I was young, a little kid, about 12, 13 years old, I went to this homeless church on a bus. And I come back home and I said, Mama, them people crazy. They was jumping up and down, shouting, and women was slinging their hair down. And men were just bouncing over the pews. I didn't know what was going on. But he said, no, son, they're not crazy. That's the Spirit of God. And I learned and growed up into that. And friend, when you do without that, you do exactly what the Bible says don't do. You all
yes,
can't get in the Spirit and dance to the Lord a little bit. Let him shout you, move you. And you don't have to get up, run aisles, all that. But let God move you in the glory of his majesty. Let him touch you in your soul. Let him feel your praise coming up to heaven. And watch the blessings of God come down on you. A friend tonight, he don't want to just call you. He wants to bless you. It's like Brother Don said. He don't want to just give you life. He wants to give it to you more abundantly.
Amen.
I went to church before and be so tired. I'd be working 12 hours a day, you know, and go to church and get up there and be so tired. I think, boy, I ain't even going to make it. And before it was over, I was bouncing up and down like a rubber ball, feeling so good. I forgot about my aches. I forgot about my pain. And I was thinking on Jesus and what he'd done for me. And glory to God. That's when you know that you know that you know that you've got it. That's when you know when that
praise
comes out. And glory to God. In the bad times, you're praising God. Because if you get through it, it's going to be by him. And if you're in the good times, praise God. Hallelujah. Because he's the one blessing. People don't even understand that anymore. Glory to God. Said, praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything, everybody, bring
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
We're supposed to be praising God. We're supposed to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And you can go to some places and the churches, and they don't believe in music. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I don't want to call nobody's name because they're not left out either. Jesus come for them just like he did me. Hallelujah. And they don't want to do what the Bible says and praise him that way. They want to do it their way. Hallelujah. You can't do it, friend. And please God, you've got to do it his way. He give you instructions of how to praise him, what to praise him with. Praise him in dance. Praise him in the cymbals. Praise him in the stringed instruments, the organs. Glory to God. He tells you how to do it. And yet we just forgot how. We go to church today. I'm going to church because I've been sealed. I've been sealed under the day of redemption. Well, somebody will crack your seal because something got in you besides Jesus. He told you exactly how he wanted you to praise him. He told you exactly what he expected in your praise, and yet you laid that down. But I'm going to do it my way.
Come on, hallelujah.
Your way won't amount to a hill of beans, but when we obey this word of God, praise God, you know what? We can go into heaven and don't have to worry about that judgment. If we welcome in, my good and faithful servant, I told you how to do it, and you followed the instructions. Glory to God, don't sound hard, does it? I know my wife used to be a great cook when she was alive, but she read the recipe, and she put the right stuff in, and when it come out, it was so good. Brother Yearwood says, used to make his tongue want to slap his brains out, stuff being so good. But you know what? That's what God does, too. Praise God. I feel good tonight. But see, God makes something so good.
Hallelujah.
But you got to do it his way, too. You can't praise God my way. Because if you say, well, I'm doing what the Bible said, but it told you how to praise him. Are you doing that? Are you going to church and sit there and praise God a little every once in a while? Your hand can't get no higher than your face. You can't raise your arms up and praise him really. You can't get loud, get happy, get up and shout out, glory to God, I love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for me. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for mercy and grace. Thank you, God, for the indwelling Spirit of God that lives within me, that lets me know I'm okay today. Thank you, God, that if I do something wrong, you convict me of it, and I repent, and I don't have to go back to that place again.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
We got directions, Brother Don, that tells us how to serve God, how to really serve God, how to live a holy life. I'm going to praise God to live in hope. Each and every day, over in Psalm 100, says this, make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Yeah.
All ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness.
Yeah.
Come before his presence with singing. And you got some back there, and the ones get up front and sing, and the rest are sitting there, look at them.
Come
that,
on.
That lift their head up like I said by ear, up their face, you know. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If God is that weak in your life, somebody's got a hold of something. The strong part of you, they've got
come
a hold
on.
Of
it. Come on.
They're shutting you off from the glory of God. But I don't want to let all my spirit out. I want to know I got plenty for me. Praise God. Have you ever known anything about out west, how they have these cattle on these huge ranches? And the way they water them, they got a system set up. As the cow drinks the water down, it gets a pump on it, fills it back up. And it always stays full. That's exactly what God meant for me and you. We can share the Spirit of God with everybody we see. We can get into church and shout till we can't hardly walk back out. Hallelujah. And you know what? We'll still be full of God when it's all over. Because we're doing it his way. Hallelujah. You walk like Jesus walked. You come down here to be a light to the world. That's why we're here. Christians are here to be a light. We're here to praise God. That's what we're here for, is to give him the praise that he deserves, where we don't try to soak it up on ourselves. It's the truth.
Hallelujah.
But know ye that the Lord, he's God. It is he that hath made us, not we ourselves. We're his people, and sheep of his pasture. Well, people, some of you don't jump fence. It's like old cows used to. They'll jump that fence and get out like that greener grass. I believe it's happening today. I believe in the Bible. It tells us nowhere. Glory to God in 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter, that Jesus won't come back till they come a great falling away first. We're looking at the falling away. We're looking at churches that are drying up like a grape that's left too long to dry. Start shriveling inside. It's slower and slower and worthlesser and worthlesser. And that's what they're doing. They're getting where God can't use them because God's moved out. They got something else replacing them. Brother, when you read this Bible and you follow the parts you like and you leave the other parts out, you know what?
Bless
you ain't
you.
Following the Bible. You're following what you want to do. You're following your way. You want the glory. You want to say, look at me. I'm good. I'm just right. And yet these parts of the Bible, you're leaving out of your life. I know what this says in this book. He said, study my words to show yourself approved. A work that's worthy of his hire. A glory to God.
Mom,
save words that you can break it up, divide it up, and pick out what you like and throw the rest in the garbage. It's one word. It's from God. And the Bible says it's forever settled in heaven. And glory to God. You can't do away with part of it and live the rest. God won't have it that way. It's not divided. You can't pick out the parts you like and just leave the rest laying on the ground. He's not to be trodden under the foot of men. He's to be loved and adored and worshiped and praised and glorified
in
the world that we got a reason for the hope that dwelleth in us. Glory to God. Don't just be in this world. Be a light to the world. Because right now, this world is dying in darkness. They come against you. If you say one word they don't like, and they call it cancel culture. They want everybody to turn against you because they're mad at you. Well, Jesus don't be mad at all of us. Mad at all. Because it took us so long.
Come on,
we weren't born into God. We was born into a sinful world. And we all fell short of the glory of God and had to repent and come back home to the Master. And then, when we were cleaned up, then he came inside and walks with us, talks with us, guides us, leads us, deepens us, glory to God, that we might magnify his own
Lord.
And people are letting go, letting down God each and every day. Here's what's to enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. You hear me? Praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures to all generations. What is the truth? This book is the word of God. You cannot find one place in it where it failed. If you don't think that this book was given by the inspiration of God, I have put a challenge before you. Go and read the 53rd chapter of the book of Isaiah, and he'll tell exactly how Christ was going to die. why he was doing it, who he done it for, and glory to God. It'll tell you word for word nearly exactly what happened to him. And because of that, I know that's the inspiration of God, because that was hundreds of years before Jesus. God's pretty strong. If he puts word out that through that reel and then prove it, glory to God, God's in control. And we better give the reins back over to him.
Yeah.
I want to read a bit of Psalm 34 before I go back to the other part of the Bible. It said, I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make boast of the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. The ones that's walking in God, that's humble people. Because they know they ain't got to have everything in this world to make it into heaven. The one thing they do have to have is Jesus and believing in his word. Because you can't have Jesus without the word. Because the Bible says Jesus is the word of God. You can't claim to have him and don't believe this. It says, oh, magnify the Lord. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Praise God. What is it to keep you from going into the church and not worrying about what nobody says in that church house? Not worrying what the preacher's preaching. You get up and you worship God like he said worship God. You get up and praise him. No matter if everybody else sits there nodding out about his faith, you get up and praise God. Because we're the light. We're the ones that they see. They see Jesus in us. And how we live, how we walk, how we talk every day. If we go in praising God, we're going to get a blessing. If they don't want one, they're not going to get one. But if you go expecting a blessing and you're praising God, you're going to get a blessing. That's what I'm trying to tell you now. This is available. It's time for us to get back. You got to go to the source of something before you get the good out of it. If you don't have a gold mine, you don't just walk around on the ground and pick up gold. They dig it out of a gold mine. Diamond come from a diamond mine. Gold from a gold mine. You go to the source of it. You go to the vein. Well, we go to the vein of Jesus Christ. We go where salvation started from. It started from his sacrifice because he loved you just like he loved me, like he loved Brother Don, Sister Betty, and everyone else in this world. And like he said, it didn't matter where you're from. It didn't matter what color you was. It didn't matter what language you spoke. Jesus come because he loved us all. And
Amen.
He gave up his blood for you. That you can be washed clean by the blood of Jesus, sanctified and made holy. Glory to God. Having his spirit come within you, the sweet Holy Ghost that'll live with you. He said, me and my Father will make our own. Glory to God. Do you not want that tonight? Do you not want a salvation that you don't have to worry about? That is it going to be enough? Will it make me through the end? Will it take me through the gate? Will I get to get in that street with the golden streets on? Will I get to speed space? Glory to God. Only way I can say yes to all that, you first got to repent, be born again, and claim Jesus as your Savior. But you've got something else to do to do that. We got to follow this word. This word won't never lead us straight. It won't leave us alone. It's a teacher that teaches us every good way that God intended for us to live. It's not that we can glorify God just by sitting down and communing with him in his word. I've sat down before and had, I know Brother Don's done it too and other people. You have questions on your heart about stuff, somebody or something that's going on. And get down and go study the word. And all of a sudden, boom, that answer will pop up. He goes to showing you exactly the answer to your problem. Glory to God. I had my wife got down one day. We had this guy we was praying for. And I said, I don't know what's keeping him company. He cries every time he comes to church. He's so eat up. God's drawing him so hard. And she got down and got to read, I believe it's a Timothy. And called me in there and said, read this right here. And I said, that's what he needs. We went and talked to that boy. Guess what happened? He got saved. We got to baptize him. He became a member of the church. He became a deacon in the church. And glory to God, he's still serving God. Because God was moving on him. But I wanted to know, was I in the way? Was I not saying the right thing? Was it not being a great enough light for him in that church? What was going on? And God just told me, had something going on in him that he had to get over. People, what you got in you today that you got to get over before you can lift your hands and praise God, before you can go in there with a song in your heart thinking how I love Jesus. Oh, I love Jesus. Oh, glory, because he first loved me. Hallelujah. If you got that song in you, like Brother John's talking about, there's so many that don't. Today I tell you, and I thought of this. In Revelation chapter 2 and 3, it's when the Spirit was speaking to the churches. And I thought about that. You know, when he was speaking to the churches, here's what it said in verse 7 of chapter 2. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is the paradise of God. But see, this Bible is what God's speaking to the church right now. He's telling them, it's time for you to get back to praising me. Don't go to church, and when you walk in the door, because we got bad seats now, don't get so comfortable that you can't raise your arms. You can't get a shout out of your mouth. Glory. If you don't be so still that they can't tell you're breathing or not, and yet they're doing it every day. I went to church last Sunday up here in Westman. Right at the end of the service, this woman got up and said she had something to say. And she said, you know, last night, that's when Alabama and Auburn just played the football game. They said, we was upstairs watching that game. And I said, when Alabama won that last round and won that game, we was shouting. I thought we was going to tear through the roof. And she said, now today there ain't nobody moving. That, see, people, you got so much that'll get in your way from that. You got things in this world that'll draw your attention off of God. But you better have a heart that's focused on him, on his goodness, his mercy, his grace that endures forever. If we always will come back to him, he's faithful and just to forgive us, and we turn from that. And to many today, he's not doing it. But I want you to know that this Bible is what God is speaking to the churches today. It's the same word. It changes not. It's us that's changed. I went to a church and pastor did up above Hamilton. And I preached to them so hard about the Holy Ghost moving, having the Spirit of God. When you come in,
yeah,
that much joy. You can't sit
back.
You got to get up and breathe and give him a shout. And they said, well, we used to be like that all the time. And I looked out and said, well, we reckon who changed. Hell, I'm warning the churches tonight. Get back to your first love and let go of everything else. It's time to get away from the foolishness of the love of the world, the football games and the parties and New Year's Eve parties. That you put before God is going to carry you into a devil's hell. Now, praise God. If you don't let go of it now, just to reach up and get a hold of him, his garment, you're not going into that promised land. You're not going into the kingdom of God. You can't enter it. If you're in love with something in this world, you can do your shouting there. But when you go to church, you're dead. You just sit there. You ain't got nothing left.
Yeah.
I spent it all on the football game. I spent it all going to New Year's Eve party. I spent it all on vacation. I'm just tired. Reckon God don't get tired with us when we don't do what the directions they do. We're not at church to praise God. We're not at church to seek him like we did. We ain't at church to be a member of his body. We are just to be seen. We're out at church to have fellowship. We're out at church to let everybody know I've been sealed. But honey, I'm going to tell you something. We used to can here at this place. We made big gardens and put up green beans, butter beans, everything, okra, anything you think of. Put it up in the freezer. Put it up in them jars. But when that jar is sealed, you took the pressure cooker, that lid pops, put the seal on that jar. But if that seal ever gets loosened a little bit, just a little
praise God.
That starts rotting. It'll get that deep a mold down in the jar. Not fit for nothing no more. Well, you let sin get in you. And you'll start rotting just like everything else will. Sin pollutes you. It pollutes your very soul. You can't say, I'm living holy. I'm sealed up. And I'm living right. I don't praise God like the rest of them. But I'm living good. Oh, you heard me shout last night. when the ball game was on. I got the spirit, but it's the wrong spirit.
Bless him, Lord.
Right now, time's running short. This world is soon to end. I believe that. I don't believe it. We've got forever to make our minds up that we're really going to serve God, or we're just really going to be left out when he comes. He said it himself. Jesus said, when I return, shall I find faith? Faith enough to hold on when the whole world turns against you. You got to hold to this. You know you got the power to make it through. He didn't come to give us a spirit of fear, but of love. Stand up to the challenge that the devil puts before you. You think it just because I'm a preacher, I don't get stuff in my way all the time? You got to do exactly what this word says. Submit yourself, therefore, unto God. Then resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. You got to fight. There's a song that we've got the power. In the name of Jesus. Use it.
Amen.
Use it. At the name of Jesus, old Satan goes to prison. And he thinks you're looking at him. He don't know he's inside you. We got the upper hand on the devil. But people let him win the game. I'm going to read this right here. Talking about praising God and doing what he said.
Bless
and he goes out of John chapter 4. Verses 23 and 24. It said, the hour coming, and now is. That was when it was spoken. Jesus just read letters. The hour is coming, and now is. Right now, when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. He's hunting. Boy, you think about that. How good it is. There's a church, a lot of these towns, on every street corner. There's churches full of people. A lot of times the parking lot's real full of cars and stuff. You know, but God's still seeking people because they can't be found there. He's seeking people that will worship him in the spirit and truth. Right today, glory to God. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must. Ain't no ill man's babies must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
Everybody
Amen.
Think you can go to church and you can be that big rig on the thing, you know, you're on the scene and you getting up there and you're preaching this and that, and God ain't doing nothing because the spirit ain't in you. If the anointing ain't in you, Brother Yearwood said this, man, he said years ago, that you go to church today and you got a 6-foot icicle up there. And you got all these people sitting there like the beaches at Frostone. They've turned cold on God. There's no spirit in it to warm their soul. There's no desire to go into church and get closer to God. There's no desire. Well, up here at that big church I go to, people come up to pray at the altar. And you got a lot of people sitting back there that'll never move to come up and pray for them. And people, that's wrong. I don't care who you are. You're there, he said, lay hands one on another. Pray ye one for another, that ye may be healed. We need to get up and be about God's business when we go to church. I don't go to sit there. I don't go to be there. I go because God's there. I go because that's where I first saw God, was in a church house. And it's never left. The lights never went out. It never had to pay an electric bill. I don't pay gas bills because that's the free gift of God. And it dwells within you if you truly know if your life is seeking to follow this word, glory to God. There's something in you the devil's killing you. You remember in the Bible, Jesus sent the 70 out. And when they come back, boy, they was just rejoicing. Oh, but they was high on themselves, you know. Even the devil were subject unto us. He said, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. And over all the fire of the enemy. He's no respecter of persons. He said so himself. He gives us that same power, folks. That same power. But how many's got enough of it that they bend down and use it? That they'll come up there when somebody comes up. Don't matter who they are. Don't matter what car they are. Don't matter if they go to that church or not. They come up seeking Jesus. Somebody should be running up there to put hands on and pray with them. And and ask God to move in their heart and bring them into his kingdom. And yet they don't do it today. I remember up here at this little church above us, used to, if you went to the altar, you was mobbed. You thought every one of the people was an octopus, as many hands open. They'd be that many people praying for you. They cared about you. Didn't matter who you was or where you went. You come there visiting, get that altar, they was going to pray for you. And if you could, they was going to pray you through. Because they believe God, they love God, they want to do something for God, they wanted to be somebody for God. And today we've lost that desire to be a member of the body of Jesus Christ. Jesus wouldn't leave them alone there if they prayed, would he? It might be somebody you know, it might be one of your neighbors. And a lot of times they say, well, I know what they do. I ain't going up there. You ever thought of the things you done? The reason you had to come up there? No. They think about it. They're better than them now because I've been to that altar myself and got saved. That didn't make you no better than the father. This place you come to, they hadn't come yet. Your job is to get there. And tonight, Lord, if we didn't praise God, lift our hands up and say, Lord, tonight we come to you to give you glory, to praise you, to thank you for what you've done in my life, to thank you for every time the devil tried to tear me down, you was always there to catch me. That's when the footprint behind me just become one set because you had me in your arms. And you think about that. How many times has he broke you through stuff where there was no way out? You couldn't figure nothing out.
Hallelujah.
And all of a sudden, God delivers. And I done that. I'd worked at a place probably 4 months before me and Brenda got there. We had $2.50 I went. Rent was due. What are we going to do? I said, we're going to the house and pray and trust God. He ain't never let me go hungry or be without a place to stay. He ain't going to start a fast. We went to the house and prayed. Humble. Got there and said, Lord, I ain't got a thing. I don't know how I'm going to pay this unless you come through for me. The next morning, mailman heard your little flap that was on the side of the wall outside the door. And I just opened the door and reached in it, got the mail out. I had a $600-something check from a place I worked 3 months before. And said, we found this in a drawer. We forgot to give it to you one time. And we found it, thought you might need it. God held it back to the very time. I needed that money. Friend, he's holding it. Because if you're not seeking it, he's waiting on you to cry out, Jesus, help me. Jesus, forgive me.
Yes.
Jesus,
hallelujah.
I know that you're the answer to my problem. Jesus, I know you're the key to getting my children saved. Jesus, I know you're the reason that I'm here to help somebody else, Lord. Just give me the courage, the wisdom, the strength to know how to use what you've given me and see what happens, friends. He listened to our ever praising. His ears is attentive to the cry of the righteous. His eyes are upon us all the time. And he's just waiting for us to cry out. He wants to give you the key to the kingdom. And the key to the kingdom is Jesus Christ. He opened the door, but he won't drag you in. But
thank
you, Jesus. Door, you come up the wrong way, you'll shut that door in your face and you'll leave. That leaves hell.
Thank
the lake of fire is the only other place you can go. There's not but two. Tim sings that song. That life has many choices. But eternity just has to one up Jesus. Go be with him in his eternal kingdom. Giving us eternal life through faith in him. In faith in his salvation that he gives each one of us. That other way is to go down and dwell with Satan and to follow the angels that the lake of fire was created for. It was not created for man. Man was meant to worship God, to praise God, to come up and see his praise wherever they're at. And we're letting God down today. The churches are drying up. These churches between here and Hamilton, a year ago, they had twice as many cars there on Sunday as they got today. Falling down that bad. We're seeing the great falling away. Friend, if you ever get rich, now is the time. Don't put off, you ever heard those say, don't put off to tomorrow what you can do today. Because tomorrow might not be yours. Tonight, this is a day of salvation right now. And if you'll cry out to Jesus, I guarantee you, you get down and humble yourself down and tell him, I need you. I need you to forgive me. I need to feel your spirit. I need you to straighten my life out. I need your help, your strength, your majesty to be in my life. Because, God, I may miss it. Guess what, friend? He'll be right there with you. Because the minute you start confessing, that scripture kicks in. Glory to God. He says, hallelujah, if you'll confess your sins to God, he's faithful and just to forgive your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
Correct.
That holy life is yours. It can start this very night. You can have things that's going to come against us, they come against us all. But you can have the one that helps you overcome. You can have the one that takes that worry and fear out because you know he'll take care of you some way, somehow. He's never failed me. I'll be 67 years old in February. But he's never failed me. He's never let me go hungry. I've never been without a place to stay. I've never been without a car to drive when I got old enough to drive. He's always been that to me. And I never felt an empty soul since I met Jesus. I've got help. Have you? Tonight, if you don't have help in your life, a feeling in your soul of satisfaction, knowing that you're all right if you don't wake up tomorrow, then I urge you tonight, make Jesus yours. Make him your life, friend. Make it your stairway to heaven. Because that's what he come down here for. He came, and think of this, he came for you. He came for this old boy.
Amen.
And if he'll come for me, he'll definitely come for me. Like Brother Don said, no matter whether you're on drugs, alcohol, an abuser, whatever you might be, that's who he come to save. He said, I didn't come to save them that are well. The ones that's well don't need a physician, but them that's sick. That's the one that needs the great physician. But there's Jesus, we ask you to touch them tonight. Let them know, God, that you're interested in their journey. You don't want them to go into a devil's hell, but you're crying out to them. Come unto me. Come unto me. All you that labor and are heavy laden.
Yeah. Amen.
He's wanting to give you rest tonight. Ain't you fought the fight following up? I know you're losing because without God, you can't win. And if you fought it by yourself, ain't it about time you want to be a winner? To come out the other side and know that I can make it through anything because I have the one that takes me through. He's waiting on your call tonight. I urge you and ask you, call out on Jesus right now. Let him know.
Yeah.
You know what, God? I've got an unsatisfying life. I go through every day not knowing if I'm going to make it, not knowing if I'm going to be able to pay my bills, not knowing what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know him, but I know I'm able to face it by Jesus Christ. The Bible says, I can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengtheneth me. Don't you want to be able to say that? That whatever the devil gives your way, you can say, I've got the strength of faith through Jesus Christ my Lord. You can't be your Lord unless you've met him first. And I just urge you, no matter who you are, man, woman, boy, girl, wherever you're at, you feel that drawing power of God because he starts gluing at your heart. Give him. Give him. Let him be the Lord of your life and see the change he makes in you. See how put a smile on your face every day because you know you won the battle. Satan's going to fight you, but you know the battle's done been conquered. That minute you said, Jesus, come into my heart and forgive my sins, it'll be over for me. It's just that simple. He loves you that much. Until I get to come on next time, God bless you. Ask everyone to share these out. Let other people hear. You know, we're coming up on the Christmas season. We're celebrating Jesus. We're not celebrating Santa Claus. We're not celebrating presents. We're not celebrating all the good food a lot of people have cooked. We're celebrating Jesus. We're celebrating what he's done in our lives and what he's able to do in yours. God bless you all. I love y'all. I get to come again. I turn it back to you, Sister Sandy.
Okay, I appreciate you coming on and obeying the Lord. We're going to have Kim come around and sing a couple songs, and then we're going to take all the prayer requests to the Lord.
Praise God. Yes.
When you're up against the wall and your mouth seems so tall and you realize life's always there, There's no way I can describe it. There's nothing like it in this world. I've got pure satisfaction, and I'm walking with my Lord. If your soul longing for something, oh, faith and faith, the Lord is good. He gives a pizza, a different kind. His wicked life, eternally. All I need, I have is Jesus. By every soul, he's satisfied. He fills my life so completely. Your satisfaction is what I find. Your satisfaction coming from Father's throne. He's the source, the true contentment that you won't find when you're on your own. There's no way I can describe it. There's nothing like it in this world. I've got true satisfaction as I walk with my Lord. As I walk with my Lord.
Praise the Lord. We're going to read out a few of these prayer requests, and we're going to pray over them. Brother Billy that comes on with us every week, his wife's in the hospital, and they're saying that she's got cancer in the on one of her kidneys and on the colon. So remember her in prayer. We know that God's the healer. Steve Rhodes needs healing in his body. Michael has cancer and needs a miracle. Remember Angie and Leon and Daniel, Nellie, Lisa, and Serenity. Remember all of our lost ones that need the Lord.
Yes.
And Melvin's needing prayer tonight. Brenda Hembry's needing healing. Randall is having a stent put in the morning. He's only 35 years old, so remember him.
Thank you.
Little Jonathan's heart rate was 59 when he come in from school today. He's only about 5 years old, I think. So remember this little boy. He has a lot of health problems. Carolyn Martin says, please pray for Benny and pray for all of my lost. Tina Hazelbaker's going through a lot of health issues, so remember her. Cody is sick today, needing prayer. Paula McRae says to remember her aunt. She's not doing well. Vicki Woods said to remember her. Pray for all of her grandchildren that need a miracle. And remember my nephew, Andy. He's been having strokes, and he's back in the hospital again. And just pray for my little great-great-niece's family. She's out of the hospital, thank God. She was dead for 40 minutes, they said, and God brought her back, and she's at home now. But her family's needing a home to go to, so just remember them, that God will provide for them and that they'll get in church and start serving him the way that they need to serve him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And, we're just going to take all these needs to the Lord in prayer.
Remember Brother Randall Morgan, he just lost his dad. That's what Henry called, told him. Remember,
okay, remember that.
Yeah, remember him.
Remember all the people up the church at Shell Creek and all the ones down there in Cleveland?
Yeah.
And just pray for all of our lost people. Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
Praise God. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, Lord, calling upon
you, Lord,
in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for these needs, God, these requests, them
God is Lord. If you keep our faith in you, we don't pray in weakness.
Lord, we pray in the broadcast. Lord, we pray in the
mouth.
Lord, I realize that we need you more than anything. We pray in the name of Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, sick. God, we need to heal. Lord, we pray, God, for our nation.
Everybody, and well, our time's just about gone, so we're going to say good night. We love y'all, and tune in next week at the same time from 6 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time to 8 p.m. And accept the name of Jesus next week. So just get on and listen to us and broadcast out if you don't mind, and like it, and other people will hear the gospel. So just
yes.
Pray for us, and we'll pray for
bless
you guys. And God
hallelujah
bless.
Good
bless
night.
You. Love y'all. God bless.
God.
Love y'all. Good night.
God bless you, brother.
Love you, brother. God bless.